Hey, Mr. King.
Yes.
Hey, this is Scott McAfee with State OIG. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you very much for calling, Mr. McAfee. I appreciate your time.
No, not at all. I can tell that you've put a lot of time and effort into this complaint and done a lot of research, which I can certainly appreciate because not all of the complaints we get have that level of detail. But I thought that it might be easier for me just to call you and talk through some of these things. And try to explain kind of where I'm coming from as I read your complaint. As we kind of gone through before, when it comes to county sheriffs, or let me start out at a higher level. So OIG in Georgia is actually formed through an executive order that goes way back to Governor Sonny Perdue. And we've got it linked on the website if you have any interest whatsoever in reading it. But we don't exist in statute. We're purely an arm of the governor's office, with the mandate of prevention of fraud, waste, abuse, and corruption in state government, specifically the executive branch, right? So that's where, as a general matter, whenever anyone comes to us talking about county sheriffs, county boards of education, county jails, that sort of thing, that's a pretty clear line in the sand for us where we say, look, that's not our mandate. We don't have jurisdiction to get into that. We need to stay in our lane. Now, I can tell, now the way you've put it, and looked through it, you have concerns over how, the governor and obviously, especially these county sheriffs are executing, or administering, the immigration policy and some of the statutes concerning that, right?
Well, not exactly. And if I may, I appreciate
sure.
your break.
No.
I have done a lot of research, but I have I have what I believe to be probably a unique vantage point in all this, in that I have been privy to drafting and passing most, if not, I think there's one I can think of, one of the laws in this state that is aimed at deterring illegal immigration into Georgia. I didn't have anything to do with. Other than that, I'm not sure that there is one that I didn't have my hand in some way. It was an OJT kind of situation, but I appreciate your notice. I've devoted my life to trying to educate people on the dangers of illegal immigration in an effort to honor a friend's son who is forever 16, because we don't do exactly that. So to save you some time, and please know how much I appreciate your time, I am clear on your response about the state, about the county sheriffs being employees of the county and not state officers. It's kind of I regard it as kind of a gray area in that they are their own constitutional office in the state, but I'm not going there for now. My most recent attempt to get some action from your office was aimed at the current governor being, according to the constitutional oath, obviously, he has a duty to make sure all the laws are enforced. The law is pretty clear on what the sheriff or any jailer is supposed to do as far as using reasonable effort to determine immigration status and report illegal aliens to the feds. That's not happening. Not only is it not happening, but the sheriff in Gwinnett County has told the Associated Press and every reporter he could fit into the room at his swearing-in ceremony in January 1st of 2021 that he's not going to do exactly what the law requires. So I'm looking to find an agency that will force the governor to honor his oath of office to go after a sheriff who is in clear violation of state law.
So that, I think, may be where we can really flesh out and really see where I think we're going to fall short is when you say an agency that can, the words you used were to force the governor to follow the law. OIG, that is not something that we have the power to do. As I mentioned, there's about 10 of us here. We have auditors. We have some investigators. We're not post-certified. We're working on that, but we're not officially a law enforcement agency. But generally what we do is we will work up a case. If there's a criminal element to it, we investigate it, we do interviews, we do the financial analysis, we put together a package and we give it to the Attorney General's office and we hope that they'll bring an indictment. I write some letters if I find things that I think you know, fall under the waste, fraud, abuse, corruption angle. But in terms of having the legal authority to force a public official to do anything, that's not what we can do. We've had issues come up along the way where I've written letters and I've made recommendations, but other agency heads and especially elected officials are fully free just to toss it in the trash and disregard it. When we can start right there in terms of if you're looking for us to be able to actually force anyone to do anything, that's just really not ORG's role.
No, that was clear, and I understand that. You told me a couple of things I did not know there, so I think I get it, and I'm trying to go down the line to find somebody who has A, the authority, and B, the honor to get the laws enforced that I've worked for 18 years to put on the books. That's kind of the short version, but
yeah, and I'm not trying to downplay the work you put into it or the the righteousness of your cause as you see it. My point is simply that, you know, the structural system as it stands, you're going to be facing a very, very tall order. It reminds me a lot of, there's a whole line of Supreme Court cases about redistricting and whether the Supreme Court can step in and into gerrymandering, right? And the Supreme Court has come out and said, well, that's essentially a political question. And if it's a political question, they have a doctrine where they're just not going to get into it. And they say, we're going to leave that up to the General Assembly and the voters, and they don't step into it. And I think what you're going to find as you explore this issue with other folks is that in the Constitution, yes, you're right, you absolutely quote it, the faithful execution of the laws. But there's a lot of discretion in how one actually goes about doing that. And, ultimately, I think you're going to find that even a court's not going to be willing to step in and say, no, this is how you should be doing it, Governor. Or, an agency isn't going to have that ability. And, so I think it's ultimately going to come down to a political question. And that's one where it's you have to get public opinion and the voters involved if you want to see change on that.
Well,
that's my two cents anyway.
No, I'm grateful for it. Just an observation. It has nothing to do with your office. It's just two guys talking on this next sentence, and that is, it is impossible to get a public opinion on your side when the media is diligent in their effort to prevent the public from knowing anything about what you and I are discussing right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's neither here nor there for you. I understand. I just had to say it. So,
I can certainly sympathize with frustration with media coverage. I hear you. I know it can feel like an uphill battle just about every day, I imagine.
Okay, so I'm assuming that when I speak to other, when I speak to law enforcement, they're not authorized or they refuse or they're not able, however it's phrased, to offer legal advice. So mm-hmm. You can answer my question, my next question, like that, and I will understand. But if you were me, what would you do to try to find anybody with authority to force the governor of Georgia to obey his oath of office when people are literally being murdered, raped, and killed on this?
Right. I mean, when you say, again, it's when you're talking, when you're wanting to see the change being the governor of a state is a very powerful individual with a lot of, authority and discretion. To force them to do anything, I am not aware of a legal avenue for that to happen through a mandate. I think the only way, in my mind, for you to get what you want, as you've outlined in your complaint, is going to be at the ballot box, or it's going to be through the General Assembly. It's going to be through the political process. That's my take on it, because I'm not aware of any legal remedy, personally, or any other one through state government.
Okay. I appreciate that. I've kind of deduced that. I was hoping maybe you could lift the veil on something I wasn't aware of. What about the same question as applied to the sheriff of Gwinnett? I have seen news reports and legal documents in which the sitting governor of Georgia has suspended a sheriff after charges were leveled at that sheriff for violation of his oath of office.
Well, it reminds me, didn't we just see Governor DeSantis do that to a district attorney down in Florida, right? And that one happened to be about, what was it, marijuana prosecutions, or maybe it was abortion prosecutions, I forget exactly. But that's what it reminds me of, is the governor of Florida stepped in and removed a county official through statutes that he had at his disposal. I don't know if any of those are carryover into Georgia.
My example was, it was in Georgia. Yeah. Georgia yeah. governors have relieved Georgia sheriffs of their duties because they have been charged with something. I can't find anybody to even charge the sheriff with anything.
Yeah, well, now I know that. But if the sheriffs are actually charged with a crime, then yes, absolutely, the statute kicks into effect where they are removed, and the governor does that routinely. So I guess to that point, if you think you can make a criminal case out of this, then that's how they would be removed from office. I don't know if there's what I don't know about is if there's some kind of discretionary mechanism where he can do it absent a criminal case, if you catch my drift. But if you're looking for the automatic removal that's triggered by an indictment, that's absolutely on the books. And the people who could bring an indictment against the county sheriff are going to be either the county district attorney, it's going to be the attorney general, or it's going to be the U.S. attorney. And I think, again, just my own personal assessment is I doubt you're going to get much of a consideration from, I think the only person who might be willing to review the complaint would be the attorney general's office.
That's bad that's news for my, me.
But yeah, I, that's I, just my I, own assessment, but.
I appreciate that very much. Okay, one more time, thank you very much for your courtesy and your time. Please know that having been involved in the politics under the Gold Dome and in Georgia for as long as I have, I am not only grateful for what you're saying, but very, very unsurprised.
Yeah, well, look, I always respect the passion. So, I don't know if we'd always see eye to eye on every issue, but I'm certainly willing to give you my thoughts on it. And I'm always glad to hear someone thinking of OIG, whether it's the right case for us or not. So best of luck to you, all right?
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
You too.